Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, country music match game. Boy, that hay fever has really got you.
It's been really fantastic for the last 4 months for some reason.
You know, it's interesting because all the years I've been on radio, you hide. We've always been known to hide the coughs and the sneezes.
I run out of
the
studio if I have a chance.
Yeah, you do. You did that this morning in the news, I noticed, that you had your little hay fever attack. But it's funny because it always catches you off guard.
And it always is on the air.
Yeah.
It's not during a song.
So it was like, boy, Groobs, he's really suffering in the studio. I'm worried. If my mom was listening, she'd be like, listen, I've got something for you. And make sure she'd call me and say, listen, can you give this to Groobs? Because I think he's feeling a little down and he's sneezing a lot. I've got a suggestion for
him. The allergies have gotten better enough that I have stopped taking my Allegra or whatever, the hay fever medicine or whatever. But now, when something like that happens, it's like, maybe I should still be taking it. I might still be suffering.
I go through these fits where I won't sneeze for a long time, but then when I start sneezing, I don't know, like 7-8 times.
Get it going, buddy.
Yeah,
clear those sinuses.
Oh, man.
Boogers all over the wall. It's amazing.
Outside, and I love not to cover up when I'm like outside and alone. I like, let it fly, baby.
Yeah, it's rare when it does happen. It's rare when it happens, but when it does happen, it's the messiest ever. Mouth full of food. Don't right? Like the one that got me a couple nights ago, I was at home eating popcorn, watching Survivor, because I'm on a Survivor kick again, and I sneezed, and there was popcorn confetti all over my hand, my shirt, the couch. I was like, oh,
I know,
God.
And that's the sound that you make, too, every time, like, ah, for the love of God.
Yeah. There's no paper towels near me. Nothing. All I got is my hand, and it's just covered in half-chewed popcorn. It's delish.
And that one
no wonder I'm single.
And that one split second where you're like, should I wipe it on my pants?
I get up and wash. I do get up, but I do think that.
Well, I do get up and wash, but at that moment, it's that one thing.
No one's using this side of the pillow. Wipe it right here.
Hey, good morning. This is the Spam Guy. How's it going?
All right, Mr. Spam Guy. What is it? We haven't heard from you in a while. What's new in your world?
Well, I've been a little busy, but I heard you talking about the sneezing and Groobs blowing popcorn everywhere. I got one for you. I chewed Copenhagen. I was driving down the road here just a couple days ago and sneezed and blew Copenhagen all over my steering wheel, my dash. Yeah, it was pretty handy. Yeah,
can you recreate the moment that what you said after the sneeze? I'd like to know.
Shoot, Fig Nugent. Some of it I probably shouldn't say.
Understandable.
All the words like shimboozy or kumquat or screaming glockenspiel or something like that.
Yeah, Sprekenzie Hugen, Farfig Nugen, all of those, Jillica Hiken, every bit of it, yep.
And now, here's the question, did you have any napkins in the glove box?
Luckily for me, I carry a roll of paper towels in my work truck, so I had to do a little cleaning,
I've learned a lesson as a parent, you always bring a roll of paper towels and have it somewhere in the car.
That's right.
That is a true fact. Yes, true fact.
Oh, man. Thank you for calling. We miss you, Spam Man.
Yeah, I know. I've been a little busy. I've been stuck out in the woods, so I haven't had a chance to call much. But, I'm headed that way today, and I heard you guys talking. I probably better call them and tell them my story. So.
Well, we love you, and thank you for working hard and having us turned up.
Yeah, you betcha. Have a good day, guys.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.